Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. It is week 6 of the NFL. We got Carwin Towns back on the show. Carwin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing A-okay.
Wait, do that again? Do that again for the one time?
Nah, I can't. I got to get you when you least expect it. It's too much pressure. But, I got you. When we do the Bengals and Saints prediction, I got you. But... yeah, what you doing at home today, Vincent? Or let me guess, you at the Green Turtle, getting ready to go to the club?
No, man, I'm sitting at home.
Oh, okay, that's new for you.
Oh, whatever. I'm working the second job tomorrow, so I'm just chilling out, you know.
I got you.
I have a couple of trips planned for next month. I'm going to New Orleans and Jacksonville next month. Because the Ravens are going there in November. So.
Are we still going to podcast while you're down there?
Yeah. I mean, we can. I mean, what I think I'll do is for the Saints game, like, I'm leaving, like, on Saturday the 5th. Because that's a Monday night game. So, I mean, we can still do our regular Thursday night, Friday night, whatever. And then for Jacksonville, that's Thanksgiving weekend, so maybe we can do something like that Wednesday. If you don't work overnight, so
yeah, that's fine. I can head up there for Thanksgiving. That's cool.
I mean, if you're able to, I know you got connections, bro. So come out.
All right. See if I can hit on something this weekend to afford it.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch that game on Thursday night? The Commanders and the Bears?
I saw some of it, sadly. It was gross.
I had Brian Robinson on my fantasy bench. I started David Montgomery over him. I would have been better off starting Brian Robinson.
At least he didn't go crazy. He only got 11 points.
Yeah. I thought he got 12. I think he had 60 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, maybe he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the guys, I think Raheem that you started can get more.
Mostert?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did start him over him?
I started Mostert in a league. Dude, I'm screwed, bro. I'm in a league where I'm starting Randall Cobb, Alec Pierce, and KJ Osborne.
Ew.
That's how down and bad I am.
Amon Ra's on a bye. Who else is on a bye?
Michael Thomas is hurt.
Oh, and T. Higgins.
Well, no. In that league, I have two starting running backs out, James Conner and Cordero Patterson. So I'm missing two wide receivers, one to injury, one on a bye, and I'm missing two running backs because they're both injured. So I'm stuck with Randall Cobb, Alec Pierce, and KJ Osborne. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
You don't want to start Michael Thomas for the Bengals with T. Higgins out?
I'm good. There's only one Michael Thomas. Dude, I was at the game last week, and Michael Thomas only had one catch for 33 yards, and Boyd didn't do jack shit. Jamar didn't do jack crap. But Marshawn Lattimore is not playing this weekend, so maybe that'll be good for the...
he's not. I guess I will do Jamar's over.
Yeah, because for the Saints this weekend, and, you know, we'll kind of get into this later, but Jarvis isn't playing, Michael Thomas, and Marshawn Lattimore isn't playing. And now Alvin Kamara is being sued now, too, I think. Or he's having charges against him for his incident in Vegas back over in the wintertime. Remember that?
Yeah, but he's still playing this weekend, all right?
Or he beat somebody's ass. Yeah, yeah, no, he's still playing. I need that guy to play.
Yeah.
Discipline him in like week 18 or something.
Hey.
Anyway, Carwin, was there anything that by the way, I had the Bears beating the Commanders on Thursday. What about you?
I had the Commanders.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. What did you like about the Commanders, or what did you not like about the Bears, I guess I should ask?
I don't like that they can't throw the ball at all. And that they have no weapons for Fields to even throw it to improve.
So Mooney's not a weapon?
That's it. One guy. Equanimeous St. Brown and Dante Pettis, who they're not starting on many other teams.
You're so right. This was like, supposed to be the breakout year for Cole Kmet, though.
Like, I wanna say that Fields sucks, but, like, I gotta give him, like, I wanna see him with more weapons and properly evaluate him. Same thing with Daniel Jones. I really wanna say he sucks, too, but I feel like I should give some of these guys a more fair of a chance.
Yeah, this is Daniel Jones, what, his fourth year in the league now?
Yeah, but, you know, as you see, Dabble looks like he's the best coach that he's had so far. I mean, to win the games that he's won with what he's got, that just goes to show how much more better the coaching is.
Yeah, absolutely. I will agree to that for sure. Was there anything in week 6 that kind or week 5 that kind of took you off guard? Something that happened that you really didn't expect to happen?
The Giants beating Green Bay.
Yeah, I would agree to that too. But I'm starting to think Green Bay is just not that good. Like, Bailey Zappe took him to overtime in Lambeau.
Yeah, I don't know why so many people expected them to go far and for Rodgers to win MVP with not having Devontae.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of that thing where, like, you expect Rodgers to do well because he's always done well in his career when he's been playing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, he'll be fine without Devontae, you know?
Right. So, it'd be different. If he had, like, somebody that was like that guy next to Devontae, kind of like how Mahomes, even though he has no Hill, he's still got Kelce. Rodgers don't really got nobody like that.
Yeah.
He's got to spread the ball around.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Yeah, I guess for me, I would say the Packers losing to the Giants as well. I'm trying to think off the top of my head because I don't have anything in front of me that kind of shocked me. I'm disappointed that the Eagles couldn't win by 6 or more.
Ooh, what about the Raiders almost beating the Chiefs? Did that catch you off guard?
No. Division game. I've seen the Raiders beat Mahomes before by double digits, but unfortunately it cost me a parlay. I had Devontae, Kelce, and the over, but then I had Chiefs -7 instead of the money line, or even Raiders +7, which would have been better than the Chiefs money line. So I don't know. I always screw myself over with these goddamn parlays.
But
sounds like you're a little tired, man. You know, we'll try.
No, you're good. I was just taking a nap earlier, that's all. Settled.
No, I
get much rest this weekend.
I got you. Well, Carwin, week 6 is upon us. The Ravens are playing against the Giants at MetLife. This is their second time visiting MetLife this year, as they went to go play the New York Jets on the first week of the season, in which the Ravens won by a couple of possessions. I really feel like the Ravens should win this game. But I feel like this is one of those games where you kind of overlook your opponent, but they really shouldn't be because the Giants have been getting a lot of national attention after beating the Packers earlier this week. So what I will say is that I think the Ravens will win this game, but I do not think they'll cover the 5.5 spread. I'll take the Ravens on this one. I'll go 23-20. I feel like Saquon's going to have at least 2 touchdowns and 100 yards in this game.
Dang. Yeah, I think the Ravens are going to pull it off. I think the Giants' offense is still pretty, you know, subpar. I think the Ravens is a little more explosive with Lamar, Dobbins, Andrews, even Duvernay. So I kind of feel, but the Giants do have a much respected defense. So as long as the Giants' defense plays as well as they did, especially, and they only hold Green Bay to like a field goal in the whole second half last week.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so if there's
they're a second half team. They're a second half team.
Yeah, they are.
They've done so much better with playing in the second half compared to the first half. So if you're betting on the first half, bet on the Ravens because they always get a hot start in the first half. It's the complete opposite for the Giants where they do better in the second half. And the Ravens do a lot worse in the second half.
Yeah, so as long as the Giants' defense plays up to expectations and can kind of hold Lamar, then they have a shot at winning. But the Giants, you know, the points they scored against Green Bay is the most they scored all season. They usually teeter around the 16 to 20 point range. So I think the Ravens do win this game 21. I'll say 24-16 Ravens.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Giants are not freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, they beat the Panthers. Like, you're Titans. They beat the Panthers by three. And then they beat the Titans by one. I give them credit for that. It was a good road win. Then you beat Chicago. They beat Chicago by eight.
Yeah.
They lost to Dallas, and then they beat Green Bay in London, which I don't know how the hell that happened.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. But yeah, Ravens should win, but I won't be surprised if they overlook their opponent and lose this game. Stack the box. You're going against Sills, Wandale Robinson. Who's the other guy?
Slayton.
Yeah, I mean, no Tony, no Galladay, no Shepard.
Nope. Yeah.
You have no excuse to lose this game at all. I don't give a damn if Rashad Bateman's playing or not. You have no excuse to lose that game.
And Barkley's shoulder is a little sore. I mean, he obviously played through and scored a touchdown last week. But
Dory Jackson is hurt, too.
Yeah.
And right. I think the Giants have a pass rusher that's injured as well. So, stack the box. Play man-to-man coverage. This should not be a hard game to win. I guess professionals, but you guys are better than them. If you lose to them, you have to have a really good look in the mirror at yourself. You know, you've lost both of the games you've lost were by a combined 7 points. You aren't a bad team. You're a good team that lost to two really good opponents. So, moving on from that, the 49ers play the Falcons. I feel like this could be a game where you expect the 49ers to win and win pretty easily, but the Falcons will mess around and win this game. But I'm going to go with the 49ers in this one. It's only a 4.5 spread. I would hope that the 49ers could cover that, considering how they demolished Carolina, how they beat, Los Angeles Rams pretty soundly, But, I mean, hey, they barely beat Denver. You know, they lost to Chicago, so we're still trying to figure them out. I think Nick Bosa is battling an injury, too. But I think the 49ers win this game against the Falcons this week. I'll give a final score of – I'll go with 27-13. I think they beat pretty soundly. I'm not really a big fan of Atlanta as Kyle Pitts has been struggling. Cordarrelle Patterson's out. Algier, I feel like he's not going to be able to do a whole lot against that front seven of San Fran. And who's the number one receiver in Atlanta right now?
London and Zacchaeus.
Drake London, yeah. And then what? Yeah, no. I think Emmanuel Mosley is going to have a pretty decent day. He's a corner, right? Mosley.
Yeah, because I got the notification that he scored a touchdown for my fantasy team.
Yeah, he had a pick six last week. So yeah, I think Drake London maybe expecting to get maybe no more than 50 yards. I think Jimmy can have a touchdown, and I think Jeff Wilson can have one on the ground. But I think the 49ers win this game, pretty easily.
Yeah,
they should. But they're traveling east. But I mean, they just beat Carolina on the road too. So.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They played Carolina and Atlanta on the road in back-to-back weeks. You would think they'd probably stay out east instead of going out east and then going back west and going back out east again. That's got to be a messed up schedule. Like, I've done that before. It's not fun.
Yeah. I think they'll take care of business, though. Give me the Niners 26-16.
All right. Patriots play the Browns. I see the Browns are 2.5-point favorites. I thought the spread was a lot bigger than that. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just looking at too many altered spreads when people send me parlays that they're doing. I think the Browns win this game, though. Jacoby Brissett will have an opportunity to play against one of his old teams, one of his three former teams. It's crazy he's been on that many teams as a backup. Browns are at home. They got a better receiving core. They have a better running back. But Bailey Zappi's impressed so far, and I was actually shocked that they shut out the Lions like that. Granted, they didn't have Swift or Amara St. Brown or Jameson Williams, so you feel like if you have your starting running back and your wide receiver one, you can at least put up a touchdown, not to try to take any credit away from New England, but I guess the Lions are going to be the same old Lions until they're fully healthy. But give me the Browns on this one. I can see the Browns winning this game 24-20.
Yeah, give me the Browns. They got the strongest rushing attack in the league. The Patriots defense is still solid under Belichick, so I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Browns beat them another way. And no, Cooper is still good. Peoples Jones is okay, and Njoku's having his best season yet so far. And I think that it's going to be a lower scoring game. And just give me the Browns 21-15.
All right. Jets play the Packers. Packers are 7.5-point favorites. Let me tell you right now, the Jets are covering that spread. I've really been impressed with what they've done during the season so far. You know, I'm really happy to say that I got to see Sauce Gardner, Breece Hall, and Garrett Wilson all play in their first ever game in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think those guys are going to be good for years, man. And the Jets better hope they can keep this core of players that they drafted this year. But I'm looking at Zach Wilson, bro. He does not look like an NFL quarterback to me. What do you think?
You talking about his appearance or the way he plays?
The way he plays. I couldn't care less about his appearance.
Oh.
He's a handsome guy for sure, but like, he just, the way he plays, he just doesn't look like a quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
Would you agree, or do you think I'm not giving him much of a chance yet?
I mean, like you just said, it's with the guys you named, is the best roster that he's been playing with. He was hurt, so based off on what we've seen so far, yeah, I would say that. But we give him some more time and some more experience and more playing time with these guys. He's got a good chance to improve and get better. So we'll see where he goes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the Jets offense looked so much better with Joe Flacco in there, at least in terms of passing. Like, Garrett Wilson hasn't done anything since Zach Wilson has came back. And Elijah Moore hasn't really done anything this year. And I know he could be a really good receiver in this league, both of those guys.
Yeah.
But it's just Zach Wilson.
Mike White was good.
Yeah, Mike Wright. Like, Joe Flacco was like top five in passing yards after the first 3 weeks. And like, what has Zach Wilson done since he's came back? But you drafted him number two overall for a reason. Like, you got to play him. Like, if you drafted someone number two overall and you're not playing him, you just wasted your pick. So I get it. You know, you got to start the guy that you drafted number two because you had faith in him for a reason. And, you know, he was going to get that starting spot regardless whether he was injured or not, whenever he's going to come back. With all that being said, I think the Packers win, but I don't think they cover the spread. I'll give it to them. I'll go 24-17. I think that's 7.5. I think the Jets will narrowly escape that and cover the spread there.
Yeah, I think Green Bay, they definitely are stinging after that loss last week and want to win. And I don't know if you know, but Aaron Jones spoke out on the play calling in favor of him and AJ to get more carries, especially in red zone opportunities when they need 1 yard. So I expect them to have a strong game this week. And I think that Green Bay's defense is a little overrated, and I think that the Jets are going to be able to put up some points. So give me the over and a 26-23 win for Green Bay.
All right. Hey, speaking of which, like, I would have been nice to have Aaron Jones running from the one instead of a play-action bootleg to Mercedes Lewis.
Right? Yeah.
You know what? I'm disappointed. I was like, damn, I should have done a 2-touchdown like you did with Eckler and Chubb. I should have done that for Adams and Kelsey, bro. I just had a funny feeling, but nope.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Put the right shit together. Jaguars play the Colts again. The Jaguars have lost 13 division games on the road in a row. They haven't won a division game on the road in 4 years. That's bad. That's a bad team. And I wish I would have seen that stat before I picked them to beat Houston last week. Was that game in Houston? Or was it in Jacksonville? It was in Jacksonville, I think.
Was it?
I think it was. Regardless, the Colts, they're hosting the Jaguars. They lost to them 24-0. The last two times I picked the Colts to beat the Jaguars, and the Jaguars have beaten their ass. So you know what that means. I'm picking the Colts again.
No.
I think, dude, I don't know. I think, you know, they had a good win against Denver last week. It was an ugly win, but I think this is the momentum that this team needs to finally get it going and make a run for that AFC South title. The way the Jaguars have looked the last couple of weeks, like, they looked good against Philly, but then they blew a 14-0 lead. And then they couldn't beat Houston, who, you know, you'd think, like, you're starting to give you guys attention, but you lose to arguably one of the worst teams in the league, the last team that was able to get a win this year, and it took them 5 weeks to do so. I'm going to go with the Colts on this one, but would not be surprised if the Jaguars win again. If I were to be a bet man, I'd probably do Jaguars plus 10.5, but just to be safe. But even the Colts on this one. I'll go 24.
It's from Nicaragua. Maybe that's a little bit too
much. I'll go 20-16. Colts.
Ooh. All right. Give me Jags 21-20. I don't think they're gonna have their way as easily as they did the last time these two opponents faced each other. I think the Colts are gonna feel much more rejuvenated, and they're gonna have that feeling in the back of their heads that they got shut out last time. And I think they're gonna switch up their game plan and scheming and. I think they're going to do a better job, and they're going to make sure they stop the run with Robinson and TN. Jonathan, I don't know how banged up he is going into this week, but he had a good game week one, and I feel like that was the last really good game he had. So maybe he can repeat that success this week, but in a win this time against the Colts. Oh, no, not week one. They played in week two. So, yeah, but, yeah, give me Jags 21-20.
All right. Now, I think this could be a trap game for the Vikings. They're playing the Dolphins on the road. If Tua was playing, I'd take the Dolphins, but he's not. If Bridgewater was playing, I'd take the Dolphins, but I don't think he's playing. You got Skylar Thompson in. I never heard of him.
He was a monster in college. You should have seen him.
I mean, everybody's a monster.
No, I'm playing. I don't know anything about him.
Everyone's a monster in college when you're playing the NFL.
No, I'm playing. I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah, but I think the Vikings should win this game. I can see Jefferson going for maybe 100 yards. You got Xavier Howard on him. I can see Dalvin Cook getting at least a good 70, 80 on him. It should be a fairly not easy game, but it's a very winnable game for the Vikings. And I don't think they really have much of an excuse to lose considering the starting quarterbacks. Or the first two quarterbacks are out. Give me the Vikings on this one. I'm gonna go 24-21.
Yeah, give me the Vikings. I think their offense is gonna be able to get it did against Miami, and I think the inexperience of this seventh round rookie is gonna suffer the Miami their third straight loss. And I mean, you still have that duo of Hill and Waddle, a big, tall tight end that can go up and get it. Raheem's having a better season in recent weeks. So I think they'll still be able to put points up on the board. But I think when it's really going to, you know, really count, really matter, I don't think Skyler's going to get it did. So give me the Vikings 27-23.
All right. The Bengals play the Saints. I would have considered the Saints as a team to pull off the upset this week, the Andy Dalton revenge game. But, you know, as we mentioned earlier, no Jarvis Landry, no Michael Thomas, no Marshawn Lattimore that's going to be able to guard Jamar Chase this weekend. You know, the Bengals are pretty pissed off. They just lost a pretty important division game. And they're not trying to be two games below 500 this year. You know, they're trying to get that streak going to try to – you know, get things rolling for them. So if they win, it'll be three out of their last four games being a win. And I think this is the time to go against them considering The Saints are going to be missing three of their first four receivers. And Olave, he is questionable. So if Olave does not play, you're going to have Marquez Callaway and Tre'Quan Smith starting. And you'll expect Taysom Hill to be involved in this game too when you're limited on receivers and you're going to be missing your first four. Give me the Bengals on this one. I think they bounce back, but I still think it can be a close game. I'll give the Bengals credit. I'll give them a chance to win this game. I'm going to go 24 to 20 here for the Bengals. You got the Saints winning.
Nah, I got the Bengals. Yeah. I got the Bengals here in this game. Saints are definitely shorthanded. The Bengals are only probably going to be missing T. Higgins, but they can still make do with Jamar and Joe Mixon and Boyd and Hayden Hurst. So
Mike Thomas, the real Mike Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, the one that's not always hurt. So, yeah, give me the Bengals here. The Saints are going to have to rely on, like Vincent said, heavily on Taysom and Kamara. Look for him to get involved in the passing game as well. I know Vincent should be glad to see that. Let's see who else. Yeah, hopefully Olave plays because they're going to need him, but he may not just because of, you know, him being in the concussion protocol and the league is extra sensitive on concussions with that Tua effect. So I kind of don't really expect Olave to play. So give me the Bengals here, 23-19.
Okay. Buccaneers play the Steelers. The Buccaneers are traveling up to Pittsburgh to play this game. The Bucs are 9.5-point favorites. I took them at 9.5 against Atlanta, and then they let it. I feel like Pittsburgh can cover. I don't know. What do you think, Hardy? Let me say what I'm gonna say first. I think the Buccaneers will win this game. Will they cover the 9.5? After the way Buffalo whooped their ass, I mean, you know, shoot. I don't know, but give me Tampa Bay on this one. I'll go. You know what? I'll go 27-17. So I think the Bucs will barely cover the spread. Ooh. But if I were to be betting on the Bucs, I'd probably take them at a 3.5 spread to be safe.
I lowered it to 6.5, and I still wasn't safe. That was the only thing I missed. Dang it, Vincent! But yeah, give me the Tampa here, 28-18. Pickett is still pretty inexperienced. Going to only be making his second start. He didn't score any touchdowns last week against the Bills. Tampa's defense is not that much worse than the Bills. So as to how they're going to score this week remains to be seen. But Tampa's offense looks like it's getting back. Excuse me, guys. Oh, man.
You sound like the Ravens against the Dolphins, bro.
Yeah, I do. Coughed it up. I'm choking. But, yeah, what was I saying?
What game were you talking about? Tampa Bay beating on the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, Tampa Bay. Yeah, Tampa's offense looked like it gained some rhythm last week against the Falcons and even against the Chiefs. Brady's throwing for a lot of passing yards. Fournette scored 2 touchdowns. Godwin, he's back. You got Evans. You got the rookie tight end sensation that Vincent loves, Cade Otton. So look for Tampa to put up some points against a crumbling, what used to be a strong, stingy Steelers defense. So give me Tampa 28-18.
All right. The Panthers play the Rams. You got mediocrity versus Super Bowl champion. This is a game that the Rams should use to beat on an opponent that's looking to probably trade a lot of their key pieces after firing their coach earlier this week. Matt Rhule did get fired on Monday after losing the game against the 49ers. 10-point favorites, but I don't even know if I can trust them to cover that. Nope. They look so bad this year. And I'm stuck with starting Allen Robinson this week. Because damn. Because all my receivers on a freaking bye.
He's on the waiver wire in my league.
No, bro. There weren't really any better options. And I feel like this is the game that Allen Robinson can turn shit around against the Panthers. Is JC Horn playing or no? I haven't heard his name all year.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about him. I would assume he'd go on cup.
I said the Panthers should have drafted Surtain. Surtain was going to be the best cornerback of that draft. And I haven't heard the horn.
No.
You get it, the horn, JC?
Yeah, Longhorn. Get it. I ain't heard him.
But give me the Rams on this one. The Rams should whoop ass, and I don't know. I'll go 27. And I feel like they're playing at Los Angeles, which means it's another home game for the road team. Or another road game, another home game for the away team, because you know Rams can't sell tickets unless it's to the away fans. Wait till the 49ers play them again next week. You'll see a lot of red there. But yeah, give me the Rams on this one again. They should whoop their ass. I'll go 30-17. I'll go 30-17. I think they'll cover the 10 spread, but. When I bet on them this week, I'm changing their line to like 5.5.
That's you. Yeah, so give me the Panthers to blow out the Rams. PJ Walker is going to go off. Wait, PJ Walker's playing, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, give me the Rams in a close game. PJ Walker's definitely going to show out. I also want to point out in one of these earlier podcasts that Vince and I did say Matt Rhule was the most likely coach in the hot seat. And
you called it.
Yeah. I said him and Ron Rivera. So Ron Rivera's next. But
the media's on his ass, man.
Yeah. He shouldn't have said what he said. But anyways. But yeah, give me the Rams here. I don't think they're gonna win by 10. I think it's gonna be close just because they're sucking so far, and the Panthers are too, but we'll see how they do with the coaching change. So, but give me the Rams 21-16.
All right. This is going to be my upset of the week, bro. Giving them Seahawks.
Let me guess. Upset of the week. Upset.
Give me them Seahawks.
Oh, Chiefs. Oh, Seahawks. Oh.
Well, Chiefs too, but we'll get to that. Give me the Seahawks on this one, bro. They're 2.5-point dogs. I think they're going to win this game. I think Geno's going to go off. I think he's going to outplay Kyler Murray this game. I am really impressed with what the Seahawks have done so far. And I didn't give them any love. And I'm going to apologize, even though he's never going to hear this, because I only average like 10 listeners an episode.
10 times 10.
I'd like to apologize for not giving Geno Smith a chance. I was disappointed in Pete Carroll's decision to start Geno Smith over Drew Lock week one against the Broncos, because I wanted to see Drew Lock get a chance to, you know, beat his former team, but he didn't get that. But the way Geno has played this season, he has earned his spot. And I'm kind of pissed off at myself for dropping Tyler Lockett before the season even started. That's how much I gave up on a team and an offense before they even got to step on the field. So I got Geno as my quarterback now for one of my leagues. I'm starting him over Aaron Rodgers this week. That's how much I don't feel comfortable with Aaron Rodgers, because he doesn't even throw for more than 250 and 2 touchdowns. So once again, I might have to change my draft strategy next year, because getting those sleeper quarterbacks in the 8th, 9th round doesn't seem like it's working anymore, as Josh Allen and like Mahomes are just going off every freaking week. But give me the Seahawks on this one. I think this could potentially be the highest scoring game of the week. And I'll go with the Seahawks on this one. I'm going to go 30-27. If it's not that game, it'll be the next game we talk about. But go ahead. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I feel like it could really be either or. It could be a really high scoring game or a low scoring game, and that really depends on the Cardinals, just because Seahawks defense is really bad, but the Cardinals defense has been good, and you saw them limit the Eagles to like only 20 points last week. So, but if the Seahawks defense plays really bad and the Cardinals take advantage of that, and it could definitely be high scoring. But give me, yeah, the Seahawks are definitely exceeding expectations, I feel like, this year, as they're probably expected to be up there, top five worst teams in the league. And they've been playing pretty hard and keeping things close in every game, in every game they've played this year, except for that game against the Niners. But other than that, they've been right up there with every team they've played. And Geno's looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the league this year. He's definitely looking better than Russell. Metcalf and Lockett are playing well to support him. Rashad Penny was running hard, but now we're going to have to play the rookie Kenneth Walker. I do have him in one league, so we'll see. We'll see what he does. Vincent, don't you do too?
Yeah, so I picked up Kenneth Walker in two leagues. I'm not even using him in one of them.
Oh, but yeah, so I think he's going to do good. He scored a nice long touchdown against the Saints last week. Cardinals, you got Moore. He came back. Brown is having a good year. Ertz is playing well. We'll see how Eno does. But give me...
I picked up Eno.
Yeah, me too. I'm playing him in one league. Yeah. But give me the Cardinals 27-23.
Yeah. One thing I'm pissed off about is that I didn't pick up Eno in one league, but I got him in another. I really wish I had Eno in one of my leagues, because I'm screwed, man. Like, I don't have anybody. But yeah, I picked up Kenneth Walker in one league. I can't start him over Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, and Alvin Kamara. I just can't, but I need depth. And I need trade bait, so we'll see how it goes. This is going to be probably the game of the year. We've had some pretty good games so far, but the Chiefs play the Bills in Kansas City. I'm going to tell you this right now. Tyreek Hill is a nice piece to have, but he didn't make Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes made himself. He can play with anybody, you know, as long as guys get open. And, like, you know, I feel like as long as Travis Kelce's there, Mahomes is going to be one of the, if not the most successful quarterbacks.
From Nicaragua.
So give me the Chiefs on this one. They're 2.5-point dogs. It's the first time Patrick Mahomes has been a home underdog in his career as a starter. And yeah, I think this will be a really good game. I hope it's not a blowout. If I were to bet money, I'd probably alter the over to maybe over 50, and that's about it. I don't know what the over is. It's probably 54 or some shit like that. But give me the Chiefs on this one. We're gonna go 33-30 on this one. I think both teams are scoring 30 this game.
Yeah, I'm doing the first half over, and that's at 28. So I think.
Oh yeah, they should get that.
Yeah, I can see it being 17-14 at the end of the first half. So. Yeah, give me the Bills here. The Chiefs were able to prevail against them last year in the championship game in overtime.
Division game
in overtime. So I think the Bills, not that it's going to be quite the same magnitude, but I think that's going to give them some extra motivation to win this game. And I think the Bills are going to win this one in the regular season in a high-scoring offensive shootout, I believe. And, like, Mahomes, like Vincent said, Mahomes is still playing the very Mahomes-esque way that we're used to seeing him play, with or without Hill. Josh Allen is definitely up there for MVP with him, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes. So, just both these teams have just Hall of Fame trajectory, Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks, and you know, you have Diggs and Gabriel Davis on one side, and you have Kelce on the other side, and just really good coaching on both teams. And they both are definitely a pass first. Josh Allen, you kind of look for him to lead his team in rushing most of the times. The Chiefs, they don't run the ball all that much or too well, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been able to keep finding the end zone and the red zone somehow. But look for Diggs and Kelce to have big games in this one, I think. And give me the Bills in this one, 31-28.
I think Isaiah McKenzie's going to have a good game.
I hope not.
Are you going against him in fantasy?
Nah, I just want Gabriel Davis to do it.
That's fair. Yeah, I got Isaiah starting in two leagues. So I guess we're not really going to see much of Shakir this week, huh?
Yeah, better not.
All right, Karin, you excited about this Cowboys-Eagles matchup? I actually am.
Kind of, yeah. Aren't you going to the game?
Why would I? No.
Oh, thought that'd be a good game to go to. But
bro, I'm not going to a Dallas Eagles game.
Yeah.
The hell? I'm good off of that, buddy.
You doing an SGP for that game? AJ Brown and Hurts going over?
Jaylen Brown. I'm not ready for basketball.
Whoops.
No, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, I'll be placing my bets tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I got the Eagles winning this game, but I didn't think the 40s. I think the Cowboys covered a spread though. Give me Eagles. I'll go 27-24. I think it's gonna be a really good game. We got some good games going on Sunday, so I'm excited.
Oh,
I'm probably gonna stay and watch because you know them Cowboys fans fill up Maryland Live, man.
Oh, all right. Well, I think both these teams have two really good defenses, so I don't know how high scoring it can be, but the Eagles do have really good offense, and Cowboys offense is kind of like average, middle of the road. It's their defense that have been winning games, but Cooper Rush has been playing well, now turning the ball over to keep them in the game and be able to win. But I think Dallas definitely does cover. Isn't it 6.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Dallas definitely covers.
Dallas covers too, bro. They can mess around and win this game.
Yeah, they could. So give me the Eagles 23-20.
Okay, so we both got 3-point games. So yeah. All right. And then last
but from Nicaragua.
What are you talking about? Is this like Lil Baby's new album or something?
Nah, I gotta listen to it. I only heard a couple songs though. I'm gonna finish the rest of it maybe tomorrow. But gotcha. Nah, it's just a song that has been stuck in my head.
Yeah,
I'll sing the rest to you later. But go ahead.
All right, and last but certainly least, the Denver Broncos, in their fourth primetime game in 5 weeks.
Ew.
Their fourth primetime game in 5 weeks.
Somebody thought Russ was going to cook.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not cooking. The only thing he's cooking is food for his wife, Sierra, at home. If he even does the cooking. Because, oh my God, he needs to cook and he needs to clean up his game.
Yes, he does.
The Broncos are 4.5-point underdogs on the road to Los Angeles. The Chargers are hosting
beat 'em up.
The Denver Broncos. So SoFi Stadium will be used in back-to-back days. Look, coming into the season, I'd be like, ooh, Russell Wilson. Justin Herbert.
Over.
Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen. Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
Javonte Williams.
You taking the over?
Melvin Gordon revenge game against his former team, Austin Eckler. Am I taking the over?
No, I'm saying with that original mindset, which you just immediately thought this game's going over?
I'm thinking the over-under set at 48. I'm taking the over. But every game Denver has been in this year has gone under.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Broncos are going to figure it out eventually. We play the Broncos in December, we as in the Ravens, and I feel like by then they'll figure it out. They can't average how many points are they averaging a game? Like 16?
Probably 13.
13, 16? That's bad. The fact that you have 2 wins and you're averaging less than 20 points says something about your defense. But it also shows how bad your offense is. It's garbage, Carwin. Garbage.
It is.
You score 9 points on Thursday Night Football. And then you play... All right, so you get 23 against the Raiders. That's decent. And then you get 11 points against San Francisco. And then you get, what, 16 against Houston? And you get how many? You get 16 against Seattle. That's bad. So that's around like 16, 17 points a game. It's going to take more than 16, 17 points to beat the Chargers. Unless you're the Ravens, of course, and you only need like 8. But anyway, give me the Chargers on this one. You would think they would cover the 4.5 spread, but all the money's going to go to the Chargers. And this is like that Vegas bullshit where like somehow the Broncos will end up covering the spread and they'll probably lose by 3. But give me the Chargers on this one. They have a really good defense. I think with the way that things have gone for the Broncos so far, they're good defense. I think they'll lose this game, but I think it'll be by a touchdown. So I'll go 23-16 Chargers.
Yeah, give me Chargers 23-13. I don't think the Broncos are gonna put up enough points against the Chargers to win. And I think the Chargers offense is way better than the Broncos. So just give me the Chargers.
Carwin,
and I think Keenan Allen might come back, right?
He might, but don't bank on it.
Yeah, I won't. Just take Mike Williams over.
Yeah. All right. Any big bets you like this week, man? Anything that's like that has that you have your eye on?
I was thinking about 2 TDs each from Kelsey and
Diggs.
And Diggs, yeah. Or I was also thinking about 2 TDs Chubb and 2 TDs Alvin Kamara. No.
Okay.
Nah, because, I mean, I was thinking about doing one for Chubb and Ramondre, but I got to wait to see if Harris is ruled out or not.
Oh, he's doubtful. He's not going to play.
They made him doubtful now? Because I looked at him as questionable last time I saw him.
When did you look? Like yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Oh, no, he was listed as doubtful today on Yahoo.
Oh, so. Never mind. Yeah, so let's do that. Over Chubb rushing with a TD. Over Ramondre rushing with a TD. Let's do it.
That's a good SGP right there.
Yeah. Can you show me a screenshot of it when you place it?
I'm not placing it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Juan Soto hits it all the way to the warning track.
No.
What do you got, money on the Dodgers?
No, it's just I don't like the Padres.
Why don't you like the Padres?
Because they were trash every time I expect big things from them after the trade earlier in the season, and they didn't deliver. So hey, you didn't want to deliver earlier on. I don't want to see you deliver now.
That's fair. Hey, mobile betting will be available soon. There was this one lock that I would have had yesterday if I wasn't too lazy to go to the casino. The Pittsburgh Penguins played against the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh.
And they won 6-2.
Wow.
The Penguins did.
The Phillies
if I would have had the mobile app, if I would have had the mobile app, I would have been all over that game.
Ooh.
Philly better than Pittsburgh?
No, I said Philly better not beat the Braves in that series.
Oh yeah, they're up 2-1. Yeah, I bet on all the favorites to win. So
not looking good
so far. So
I don't like the Phillies. You mean to tell me Ronald Acuna, Swanson, Olsen, even Darno. Come on, one run? Y'all are better than that.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron Nola is a good pitcher.
Yeah, he cool, but
give him his props. He's a good pitcher.
He cool, but and Spencer Strider's a better pitcher than that. He didn't make it past 2 innings.
Well, bro, when the postseason comes, palms get sweaty. You know, walks happen, hits happen, home runs. Did you see Rhys Hoskins' home run?
I didn't see it, but I know it was a 3-run homer, right?
He threw that bat down. Harper hit a 2-run shot.
And then there was a double.
Yeah, Philly's whooped ass, man. They look like they came to play this postseason after beating the Cardinals in the first round. And now they might beat the Braves. And, you know.
The Guardians beat the Yankees today.
Yeah, Shane Justin Bieber. Yep.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. And then you got your other boy, McKenzie, pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, not Isaiah McKenzie.
Yeah.
Tristan.
And they are cousins, did you know?
No, they're not.
I don't know. They probably aren't.
Anyway,
Wait, who did you say is your upset of the week this week?
Seattle.
Okay.
Gotcha. Seattle Seahawks. I think they beat Arizona this week.
Gotcha. All right, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to go ahead and say Dallas upsets the Eagles. So give me Dallas 21-16.
What made you change your mind?
Because I couldn't think of any other games that I liked that being upsets. In Dallas, it seems like the prime one to pick. You know, Cooper Rush stays undefeated. Quarterback controversy, beating the Eagles, just seems like it would make a headline.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if you picked the upset during our slate of games today.
What?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did either.
You picked Arizona? You picked Arizona?
Yeah, I picked Arizona.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll go ahead and go roll with Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, dude, if the Saints had Lattimore.
Oh, wait, no, I picked the Jags, too. I think that's an upset.
That is an upset, yeah. So, yeah, no Houston, no Detroit, no Las Vegas, and no Tennessee this week. Four teams are on a bye this week. But yeah. All right. Anything else about week six that's on your mind, Carwin, that we didn't talk about, that you want to talk about? You got any questions for me or any topics that you'd like to discuss? I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, I guess not. I can't think of one at the moment. Yeah. All right. I'll say this. Okay. Who thinks gonna take control of the MVP race this weekend? Would you say it's gonna be Josh Allen, or do you think Lamar is gonna put his stamp back on there?
See, I don't know how Lamar is gonna do against a defense that he's not necessarily familiar with, but like the way it's ran, like, you know, he's probably seen it, you know, up close and personal, you know, because, you know, the Giants defensive coordinator used to be the Ravens defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how well he'll do. I feel like this is a big opportunity for Josh Allen to do really well. Raiders have put up some points on the Chiefs, and some teams have put up some points on the Chiefs in general. I really think this is the same Chiefs team where they're really good on offense but subpar on defense. So I think this will be an opportunity for Josh Allen to kind of take control, especially if Josh Allen is playing against a Super Bowl contender. And I get the Giants are 4-1, but they are not a contender. They're a contender for their division. That's about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And even then, like, the two contenders for that division are playing against each other that week. I think this will be an opportunity for the Giants to really step on some necks, but I think this will be the beginning of their decline. You know, they have a last-place schedule. You know, they've had the fortune to play the Bears Houston. Or no, they didn't play Houston. They played Tennessee. I think they will be playing Houston, though, at some point this season. I could be wrong. Nonetheless, I think this would be a chance for Josh Allen to kind of take control of the MVP race. Especially if we're blowing at the Giants early, we're just going to be running the ball a lot and eating up clock, where Josh Allen's going to have to keep making plays and keeping his offense and team overall in the game.
So you're taking Dobbins over?
No.
Oh.
I'm taking Saquon's over.
Wow. Isn't that 79?
I might even alter that to 100.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, let's not get crazy.
I don't think it's crazy, bro.
Especially if you think the Ravens are going to get up ahead. I don't see them running it like that.
I don't. Remember, I got Giants covering the spread.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it could happen. It could definitely happen. I mean, he breaks off big, long chunk runs. So definitely happen. But, all right, last two questions. All right. Biggest blowout of the week. I'm going to say it's going to be Niners against the Falcons. It's either going to be that one or Tampa against the Steelers. What's yours?
Like, biggest blowouts?
Yeah, which one you think is going to be the biggest blowout of the week? And I think it's going to be the Niners against the Falcons.
I think the Rams will have the biggest blowout this week.
What? Wow.
Well, Carolina sucks, bro.
Yeah, they do. But I don't like the Rams' offense. I feel like they're going to win a low-scoring one. You know,
we'll see.
And then the last one, I want your passing yard leader for the week, rushing yard leader for the week, and receiving for the week. So passing, mine's gonna be Josh Allen. Rushing, I'm gonna go with Ramondre Stevenson, and receiving, I'm gonna go with Jamar.
Okay, for my passing, you kind of put me on the spot here. For my passing, I'll go with Mahomes. For my rushing leader this week, I feel like New England can hold Nick Chubb to a decent amount.
Yeah.
Not too many. Jeff Wilson Jr.? No. Fournette? No. Who do the Vikings play? The Dolphins?
Weren't you talking up Saquon?
I was talking of Saquon, but I feel like we can stack the box against him, and our corners can do man-to-man coverage, but we're going to be missing Marcus Williams. You know what the hell with it. We'll go with Saquon Barkley. And then this week's receiving leader? Oh, man. This is kind of – you know what? We'll go with Cooper Kupp.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He's the most consistent one there is, for sure.
So. Yeah, if not Cup, I'll go with Diggs.
Oh yeah, dang, that's right. I just thought of Jamar because you pointed out Lattimore being gone. I feel like this can be one of those days he could go for over 180.
No, nah, I'll go with Cup, and then I'll go with Diggs.
All right, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And I like it. But yeah, that's all for me.
All right, Carwin. We'll check back in, and we'll be making some bets. Hopefully we'll win some money this weekend.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll see you there tomorrow. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. As always.
All right. Thanks, Carwin. Thank you guys for listening.
Happy anchors. All right. See you guys tonight.
On behalf of Carwin Towns, this is Vincent Moreland. It's Vincent Moreland Show, Moreland More Sports.
Yeah.